Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies. So you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code IHEART to get 20% off your first purchase, only at tomboyx.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist.
Miles, great to have you back.
Oh,
great to see you. And thank you for having me. We are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious, the talented Mr. Vince Mancini.
There he is.
Oh, great to be here. You know, Marvin, just, it's like a really good cousin name, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Marv.
The cousin Marvin.
Yeah. Right. And then Marvin gets his head blown off in Pulp Fiction.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's it's an unfortunate name, too, sometimes. It's like, you're never, where's the hero Marvin? The
right.
Martian? I mean, you know, maybe.
It just sounds like a roustabout. Oh, it's Marvin. Here he comes.
right. Oh, man. Do you think that scene had rewrites where the Marvin Berry scene, like, first they tried to be like, why don't we just do subtle, like, hey, Chuck, it's me. You know that sound you've been looking for? Well, here it is. And people be like, wait, well, that was a Chuck Berry song. They said, Chuck, that's enough. Or did they go, it's
got to be Marvin? Well, the fact that he says Marvin Berry, like, it's, if he had just said, it's your cousin, Marvin Berry, that would have been one thing.
Or your cousin plus first name.
Right. Yeah. But then you wouldn't know the Chuck Berry thing.
Right. I'm thinking also the reality of how you would speak. You know, it's like the delicate interplay of what's real and how you get the message across to the audience. Because I'm never like, hey, it's your cousin, bro. Your cousin, Miles Gray. Unless it's like an elderly cousin who like may be struggling with memory.
Especially if it's one of your cousins with the same last name as you.
Exactly.
Well, it implies that Chuck Berry has a lot of cousins that are always trying to sell him on stuff and pitch him
right
things.
Yeah, that's true. Right,
that's
right.
The movie I want to see, the unscrupulous Barry cousins.
All right, Vince. What's
all right? Let's look at that.
I was just gonna say, I feel like this is the process of figuring
podcast.
Out that all my favorite movies are made for children, and I'm a 40-year-old man. But Vince, what's new with you? What's going on, man?
Oh, not much. Just, you know, I had a birthday yesterday and...
HBD.
Yeah.
HBD.
And it's great. It's great to have a birthday and now it's over and I can just enjoy the rest of the year.
Oh, so for you, you're like one of these lucky motherfuckers who had a birthday before the pandemic and now it's only biting you in the ass now. Because last year, you probably had a whole ass birthday, right?
Yeah, last year, I can't remember. I'm old enough that I don't remember exactly what we did on my birthday last year, but I think it was good. Yeah.
Right, right. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Pandemic birthday. Something you thought of? Underrated.
Like, will the pandemic be over for my birthday? You know, because that was a thing in the summer. I felt like a lot of people were thinking about for the fall. They're like, dude, if the pandemic's still happening for my birthday, I mean, not that you think like that, but I think it enters everyone's mind as a goalpost in time.
Yeah, I mean, we're like, it's going to be over by Memorial Day, so we can go out and have...
have a proper three-day weekend, bro.
Yeah.
I've talked to you, Miles, specifically about how I think that the pandemic is specifically a punishment for me because I have a July birthday, and, like, you couldn't have really made it any more central.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And for all the blaming of, like, Trump and his policies, let's not get carried away. I think this whole pandemic was based... The some kind of karmic spite against Jack.
Yeah,
and that's why we're all suffering.
Yeah, I mean, it's why I'm always shouting when we're not recording, why do bad things happen to good people? It's not
as
fair.
As you watch that Nancy Kerrigan tape over and
over. Why? All right,
that was an underrated strange reaction to that. Like, who does that happen to? It's not just like, ow, my leg, go get that person. But why me? Why couldn't this happen to someone else?
Why me?
Oh man.
Poor thing.
That was one of the first times I made an adult laugh was right around that time. I think it was about 93, right?
Yeah.
And I was in third grade. And there was one of the kids in class, someone was crying about, like, they got in trouble and they had to, like, you know, you do, like, red light, green light shit. Where they're like, oh, that's a red light. And this girl was like, why? Why me? And I was like, okay, Nancy Kerrigan. And my teacher was like, got him. Wow. They're like, sign this motherfucker up now. And none of the kids understood. And only the teacher understood. And I was like, okay, I'm Nancy. The fucking GOAT.
Jay.
I'm the Richard Pryor of this elementary school.
It's your cousin, Marvin Leno. Have I got the joke writer for you?
Hey, what are you, Nancy Kerrigan? Oh! Smoking the ciggy around my head like Dice Man.
What is something you think is underrated, Anna?
Thank you for asking. I have been watching Bachelor in Paradise Australia, as you guys know. Yeah. I love to watch every Bachelor on every continent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not doing well. But other than that, like, oh my God, you guys, first of all, how many tattooed, long-haired men can you fit on an island in Fiji? Thousands. Thousands.
I can't believe it.
Oh my gosh, every part of their body is tattooed except for their beautiful, beautiful faces. Mm. And you know what? I love it. Bachelor in Paradise Australia is first they film it in Fiji, so much more beautiful than the, I don't know why, but like maybe it's because I've seen the Bachelor in Paradise America one enough times that like Sayulita, the resort they go to in Mexico, isn't like that alluring to me anymore. But like the Fiji location, oh my gosh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, the tattoo. I mean, you were sending our group thread your screenshots of the tatted folks, tatted gentlemen of the Australian Bachelor. And it's like everyone has a chest piece. Mm-hmm. It's like that was the one thing. I'm like, OK, so to be in Australia right now, you got to have the wild chest piece.
Right.
Australian Zeit Gang, let me know if I had to do what's the Aussie bro starter pack? Because what I'm seeing here is long hair with a dodgy mustache, full chest piece and like maybe even thigh piece, too.
All over body. One guy has full body, neck, everything.
Even the
except
nipples.
His abs. Are his? Is he the one who like whose abs are a different color?
It's like
it's all
doing...
like a frame for his abs,
right? Or it's like only the things football shoulder pads would cover.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah, right.
Is what the tattoo is. Like
I looked at that,
shoulders.
I was like, "What is happening here?"
That guy also showed up naked to the island with just some grapes over his crotch.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah,
I thought he had a horrible condition.
walk into the island where he's like introducing himself to everyone. He's like, ladies.
And it's such a cocky photo. This dude is tatted head to toe and he's smiling. He's like, and I'm hiding my penis with grapes.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, mate, that's so him. He's totally like that. That's him, man. That's Karen. Karen's like that, mate. He's hilarious, man.
Oh, Karen, love that
name.
And
you're like, who? What the fuck? Also, I think Karen's technically British, but...
Technically.
He's a transplant. He's in the UK or in Australia now. I don't know.
I mean,
so the show is so
colony.
Fun.
Yeah.
There's a girl named Abby who doesn't like when she doesn't get what she wants.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
she's actually really scary. I couldn't ever imagine being her friend. I saw her in a previous series of The Bachelor Australia, and she got to number 2 and then got dumped, and she was like, what?
What's the vibe of Aussie Bachelor? Because you said NZ Kiwi New Zealand Bachelor is wholesome. Like, it's an open space for sensitive people to be honest and open in like a in a very safe space, constructive way to talk. And I remember all you would text me like, I can't believe how these men are talking to each other and like how open this is. And it's so different. What's the vibe of Aussie Bachelor versus, you know, what I know of the US Bachelor and what you've described of Kiwi Bachelor?
Well, I think it's funny, like New Zealand Bachelorette, like how progressive and cool and like together it was, and like compared to like what New Zealand is like, which is like progressive and cool and together.
Yeah, shocking.
And our shit show of The Bachelor now.
Right.
Yeah. Australia, it's like very, it's very like extreme sports driven. Like everyone's like, oh yeah, girl, you gotta jump off a plane if you love
like
me,
metal.
You know?
Right, right.
Yeah, like everyone's just like, oh, and today we're gonna go jump off cliffs. There's no, we don't even know what's on the bottom. Do you love me? You know, like it's like that level where you're like, oh no.
Right.
You don't have to risk your life to prove you love this dude.
Right.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
My wife demonstrates her love.
She's like, Jack, unless you jump out of this plane, even though you're absolutely terrified of heights and you're passing out. That's actually one season of The Bachelor Australia. One of the girls was so scared of heights, and they did like a group, like all the women and the bachelor jumped out of the plane. She was like that person who's like, oh my God, oh my God. Like passing out of fear, coming back like, what's going on? Oh my God, oh my God. And like passing out again like that. And
everyone's
like, girl, you got
turn
this,
off,
girl.
Mate.
Girl, you got this.
Shit, girl.
And then one girl's like, wow, good for her. She's freaking out so much. She's getting all the bachelor's attention. It's like, I think she's actually experiencing like real like trauma that
terror.
Might fuck her up for the rest of her life. But yeah, no, sure. I'm sure this is worth it for her to get like 2 minutes of the bachelor being like, don't you love me? Jump.
Right.
Anyway.
Isn't that like a vasovagal response almost? Like when you're
yeah.
Just like out.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she was truly not doing well. She went home soon after that. I don't know. I think she was like almost relieved to go home. Like she's like, I can't
right.
Or like, please don't give me a rose.
And me as well to hear that on her behalf. That they're like subjecting her to regular passing out.
Yeah. But there are like the one woman, Abby, who is not used to not getting what she wants. Her ability to like turn like her ability to use her sexuality to get what she needs is the most, it's truly like we have to study her. It's unbelievable what she can do. Like she'll be like, yeah, it's like no one wants to give me a rose. And every guy's like, I'll give you my rose. And you're like, what? And then she's like all of a sudden has a guy and she's like naked and like, I know you want, like it's just
oh my God,
who has the like
right.
What? Who are you? You know,
she's like Jessica Rabbit, the real
yes,
human
yes,
being.
Yes, yeah. Right. Yes. That's
who's
a perfect example.
Who's led the
40 example.
Laws of power?
Yes.
Jessica Rabbit
she's
read
like,
the 48 laws of power.
She's unbelievable. Even I'm like, whoa, she's hot. Then I'm like, no, she's evil. She's manipulative. Right. What am I doing? Why am right. I falling
like,
for her?
Also, there's blood coming out of my tear duct.
No, she really is like unbelievable. And her abilities, I am like, I could never, like, I truly don't even know. Like, if I, like, tried to, like, walk seductively, I would, like, die, maybe.
Well, we need science to bottle that up.
Yeah, you know, sell it to us. Bottle it up and then resell it to us at an unbelievable margin.
There is a real deep dive in on Medium about the ice cream company Ample Hills. Are you guys familiar with the fancy ice cream company from Brooklyn, Ample Hills?
Ample Hills sounds like
Ample
a porn.
Ample Hills.
It does sound like a porn from the 40s when
like a cottagecore porn,
right? Like written by a farmer. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Ample Hills
and her Ample Hills.
Yeah. So what's the deal with that?
I feel like this is just like such a, like a of the moment, like trend that we will look back on and be like, ah, yes, that was a very 2021 story.
I mean, you did say like they were a 2018 indie ice cream shop from Brooklyn. So yeah, this is already dated.
Right. They just basically crashed and burned. They overextended, became friends with Bob Iger and Orpa, otherwise known as Oprah. Bob Iger and Oprah became fans, and they like just went, they expanded to LA, then Disney World, started becoming obsessed with things like square pints, which they called squints. And
once again, guys, you don't need to do that.
We have writers, so many writers who mm-hmm. can.
Also, how do you write that without it looking like squints?
Yeah, it does look like squints. Maybe
put an accent mark. It's squint, guys. It's squint.
Right. They created Disney licensed flavors with watercolor art, and bankruptcy followed quickly. they also, just to make it fully just a failed venture of the moment, they also have a podcast now.
Do they still have the podcast even though they're bankrupt?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Do they have a Patreon?
You can keep the podcast.
Yeah.
So podcasts are a lot cheaper than ice cream.
Talking about ice cream, like, y'all, look, I know in 2020 everybody was like, I don't know, we stuck at home. I shout into the void. I'm making mm-hmm. a podcast. But mm-hmm. a podcast about ice cream, bitch, Wendy's has a podcast. I can't. I'm looking at Ample Hills right now, and I will say this. I think that 2020 killed Ample Hills. I think that if they had had a time and place where we were all free, then mm-hmm. this would have worked. They would have been at Coachella giving the girls, you know, watercolor creams.
It's very
and
Coachella.
Instagram moments.
Yeah.
They would
yeah,
have had a tie-dye flavor by now.
Yeah.
Yes. Everyone would have a mini Ripperton photo by now with the ice cream cone melting in their hand, and it would be giving cute. They would also be wearing an afro, regardless of race. And they could have had that. And I'm sorry that 2020 killed them Ample Hills, because that's what did it.
Right.
But you know what? Sometimes businesses deserve to die.
Yeah.
I will say this. They did expand quickly with Oprah's influence and stuff, but for a long time, like ever since the Oprah show and she used to do Oprah's Favorite Things, mm-hmm. after the first couple of years, they would demand that if you wanted to be in Oprah's list or if you wanted to be in Oprah's company, that you had to expand, because what would happen was she would talk about a product and then everyone would want to go buy it and it would be gone. So I wouldn't be surprised if they were like, oh, we're working with Oprah now. Let's open all the ice cream stores, y'all.
Right.
Get the scoopers.
Yeah.
Right. They didn't really have any other choice, because when Oprah mentioned something, it just immediately like sells out for a decade.
But that's really amazing that she demanded that instead of I'll recommend your product to my fans and then they'll buy you out to the point where, you know, you're sold out, that she would instead demand that they expand. That's very interesting.
Because she didn't want to like put a bunch of companies out of business or break them.
Well, I mean, you know, if you sell out, you can just
I guess
more.
That's true.
You know, that's a business that's performing very well. Like selling out is kind of the goal, you know?
Yeah. But it was like the fan base, because her reach would be so large. Because, you know, she made Javianas pop. She made Greensburg turkeys pop. Mm-hmm. Like, she was like, y'all better get out there
and
start killing more turkeys.
That was her?
Mm-hmm. She was like, this is my favorite flip-flop. Wow. And then everyone was like, everybody got their toes in those.
Javianas.
Yep. I never knew what that was before her. Like, she turned a lot of businesses out. But
and this whole time,
I've been
calling them Javinas.
Havina?
You might be right.
I've been calling them Havina the whole time. I don't know. I'm not looking at your foot to read what's on there.
Mm. You better look at the labels on my foot. I spend.
I like
money
to say Havina.
Havina. So, poor Ample Hills. Another RIP.
RIP
to the pandemic.
Pour out some melted ice cream for Ample Hills. But check out their podcast. all right,
Jack. I will.
That's a lie. I don't think anyone will.
No, it's so true, Jack. So true.
What is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
I searched E.T. hoodie, because I was, you know, scrolling through some old friends on Instagram, and we were passing around in the group chat. You know, when you got like a friend that you don't talk to, but mostly you just make fun of them in group chats with other people.
Yeah, they're group chat fodder. Their Instagram is group chat fodder. Yep. I have somebody who has a real brolic doll collection and a lonely doctor who we always speculate what their life's about.
Yeah. So wait, I got one of those, and there was like one of those real, you know, vague book. We call them vague books. I forget which one of my comedian friends came up with that. Whenever people are sad and they just like write vague platitudes online, vague booking, and they're in like a blanket looking very forlorn. And it reminded me of E.T., and I was trying to find the E.T. picture to compare it to. And then I Googled E.T. hoodie. Only to realize that E.T. wasn't wearing a hoodie. It was actually just like his blanket, to keep warm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd like Mandela affected myself, I think.
Yeah.
I hope that friend heard this podcast. Like, dude, Vince thought E.T. was wearing a fucking hoodie.
Fucking turd. So did you picture in your mind E.T. wearing the red hoodie that Elliot wears? You
did? Exactly. Wow. That's exactly what I did. Well, I did. Yeah,
I'm trying to picture that right now. Huh.
E.T. hoodie is like a whole vibe, though. Like, if E.T. rocked a hoodie, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, with his hands in the pockets.
What's up with him?
Yeah.
Like, selling Molly and shit.
Yeah. Whereas the, you can pull off the red hoodie. You cannot pull off the blanket wrapped around your head and then, like, tied at your chest without people being like, yo, man, is everything right. All right?
Yeah. Because remember, there's even that tweet that we liked that was like, yo, I took my kid brother to Target. And it was just like a little kid in a big ass down coat, and it just looked like a coat was walking around.
Oh, yeah. See, like,
even that shape was less suspicious to me. I'm like, oh, it's a kid in a coat. But you, because that could have been E.T., and I wouldn't have batted an eye because I'm used to that. But some kid in a blanket like that, I'm like, no, that's some kind of terrestrial being.
All right. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Tomboy X designs gender and size inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
And we're back. Speaking of the other side of a story, this story that kind of hit yesterday morning. All right, TMZ is reporting that two of Lady Gaga's three dogs were kidnapped and her dog walker during the course of this armed robbery was shot four times. One of her dogs was, as Anna Hosnier said, was just like, "Not today, Satan," and just sprinted away, got away. So oh, shout out to that. Yeah. There's a photograph of her bodyguard walking back, found the dog, walking it back to the house. By the way, so Lady Gaga's in Rome working on a movie right now. So the fact that her bodyguard was photographed carrying the dog back suggests that bodyguard's in LA looking after the dogs, essentially. And he managed to... You had one job, my man. One of the aspects of the story is Lady Gaga's offering $500,000, no questions asked, to whoever has her dogs, which is bananas because whoever has her dogs shot her dog walker four times.
Yeah. I want to say something here about this. It's not funny. I'm going to say that first.
Okay.
It's sad when people get shot.
Yeah.
But I am going to probably make a couple jokes about it. So just bear with me, please. Anyway,
They
released an email address for you to send in tips on the whereabouts of the dogs. And I am just imagining all the dick pics somebody's going to have to comb through before they get to even one real clue about the whereabouts
that's
of
these so
poor
weird.
Dogs.
I mean, yeah, like, it's so weird that, first of all, like, Lady Gaga would, like, Democrat-style negotiating, hey, money and no questions asked if you just
bring me
kind of work with us here,
back.
Even though you almost killed us.
So appropriate that she sang the national anthem for the Biden administration.
Like, hold on, what about $500,000 to find out who shot her fucking dog walker? You know what I mean? That's
that
like
person's
so...
in the hospital, their life has changed forever.
Oh my God.
But she's just going to be like, okay, how much do you need for me to get those French bulldogs back?
I mean,
because I can't live without Muffy and Scruff Scruff.
I'm not fully blaming her because she's just trying to get her dogs back, right? The dogs are something that she loves.
Yeah.
And it's not going to change anything necessarily. Like, she could still be like, find this motherfucker and prosecute them. But the fact that TMZ is just like, guys, no questions asked. It's all good. Like, nobody's even, or she's not even thinking about, like, the idea that she's devaluing the life of her dog walker. And also the way that this just feels like the American version of, you know, like, oligarchies and dictatorships and other countries where people are kidnapped all the time. Like, that you have to, like, constantly be... thinking about the fact that, you know, people are going to kidnap you because there's massive wealth
inequality.
Like, this is the American version of that. And the thing that everybody's reporting without even being like, wait, what, is that she's just like, yeah, okay, so that's done with. Now just give me my dogs back, please. I don't know. It just feels very American to me right now.
Yeah, it's like. Yeah. Like how people treat essential workers or companies that treat essential workers. You know what I mean?
This person could have died.
Right.
They were shot four times and all she wants is her dogs back, it seems like. I mean, to be fair to Lady Gaga, to Stephanie, we don't know what she's doing for the dog walker.
Right.
Yeah, no, we
all
don't.
All we know is the information that's out there.
Sure, we'll find out, though.
Right.
I hope that she's taking care of this person.
Yes.
Yeah,
but it's just like, come on. The police need to arrest this person for shooting another human being on the street.
Why? You have, like, to Jack's point, right? Like, the idea that bodyguards were even adjacent and this person still got shot?
It's an inside job, guys. That's what it is.
Thank you.
I'm going crazy.
There we go. Shawshank Redemption. Had to throw the lob up. Just need someone to throw it down.
Reddit is losing their minds.
But like, what? To figure out how but then also, it's like, how are you managing? Like, I get it. When you're so fucking popping and wealthy that you can't even do normal things. But like, wouldn't you want to be like, yo, my dogs are so important. You don't even fuck around, man. I bought this forest. You can walk them around in. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm guessing because she doesn't. She doesn't live in West Hollywood. I'm guessing that's where the dog walker lives. So she trusts the dog walker enough to take the dogs, but then there's a security presence near the dog. It just seems so convoluted. I'm trying to understand, like, if this is the most efficient way to ensure the safety of your animals given the budgets Stephanie has.
Probably not. I mean, this goes back to the Top Shot question. How do we value things?
Right.
We value a blockchain on a video or a GIF. We also value French bulldogs. They are some of the
people
most expensive
Frenchie,
dogs in the country, probably in the world. Very hard to get, very hard to take care of, all of that stuff. So someone thought, I'm going to go out and shoot a motherfucker four times to take the dogs. I don't want the jewelry. I don't want the car. I don't want the clothes. I don't want the Grammys or the Oscar. I want the
dogs. This
doesn't
make sense. Why are you getting...
That's so crazy to me that the dogs are valuable.
They just saw the movie.
The dogs are worth shooting a person.
How does someone get clapped over dogs?
They just saw the movie.
Is it because they know?
Psychopaths, and they were like, all right, this seems like a good plan, even though the... criminals in that are
like no, but in the
dumb
mind of a person who's doing dirt, you don't want to discharge a firearm in the commission of a crime,
right?
Just you don't want to put force multipliers on your sentencing if something were to happen. So right. Like it doesn't seem like, do you need to shoot somebody to strong arm snatch some dogs away? That's
maybe
it gets
it was
weird.
An inside
I know, like
job.
That's I don't know what's going. Like it seems there's so many levels that just seem like aggressive, or that the person knows that these are Lady Gaga's dogs, so they got to come heavy, and then they're gonna then demand another wilder ransom.
Oh, they definitely knew that it was Lady Gaga's dogs. This was planned out for sure.
I just
everything's so confusing, man. And
I hate to be the conspiracy theory person in a time when conspiracy theories are so horribly dangerous.
Right. Yeah.
But it's very
shit.
Fishy.
Shit went left on that inside job.
Yeah,
you know, because you know what the bodyguard said. He said, "You're supposed to stick to the script, man. What the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah, shooting somebody four times, though. Maybe shooting somebody four times is the way that it makes it look like it was more of a real crime.
The dog walker is okay. Like
dog
the dog
walker is
okay, stable.
Yeah, expect her to fully recover. So might have been. I don't know. Dave
it's just
might
like,
be
I'm so
something.
Infuriated. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, exactly. Because part of me is like, the crime is sloppy, the security is sloppy, the
shot four times where exactly?
Dave is lowering
right
his glasses,
the yeah, right through the back of the hamstring
four
with a
time
yeah,
where?
With a 22, right through the hamstring, bing, bing, bing.
Let's talk about Joe Biden real quick. I just like to check in with where he's coming down on policies that affect Americans. It was Janet Yellen recently reported that in terms of how they're going to pay for various programs to help America get back after the pandemic. She said they're pursuing corporate tax and capital gains taxes. She's open to discussing a wealth tax, but Biden is not. And then also just opened his first detention facility for immigrant children. So all the people who were like, finally, Biden won, and I can now celebrate because there will no longer be children in cages.
They're unaccompanied minors in overflow facilities is what people in my Twitter replies are saying. Because I have a outrageous amount of, like, you know, like, capital L liberal followers because of my reporting last summer. And every time I bring up stuff about Biden, I get like tens or like dozens and dozens of people being like, oh, but it's the first 3 months, or oh, but he's still dealing with the mess Trump left over. Or, oh, well, it's different because X, Y, and Z. And it's like they're incapable of criticizing Biden because, I don't know, it's a weird thing.
Yeah,
it's
so I think because they're centering themselves when they defend Joe Biden. You know what I mean? They're trying to, because it doesn't really bother them. And the fact right. that it's bothering other people now, yeah. it's like, well, should it? Well, no, but it's only. And then now you're just hearing yeah. their rationalizations to why they aren't outraged, because yeah, really right. they should just be able to say, just dial it back objectively. Do we still want to put kids in cages? Do we not want to reunite people?
Right.
Like whether or not no matter who's the president, if that's the case, then why can't we demand that that happens, that we are reuniting families? And then, but here's the thing, Joe Biden, he's really. They did a good move where, you know, there was that deportation freeze that was blocked by a conservative judge.
Yeah.
And they said, well, the judge blocked it. That's, so what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Well, then, motherfucker, you're the president. Start figuring some shit out. Start cracking some skulls. What the fuck
That's
are you talking
the thing.
About?
It's like, yeah, I was angry tweeting about that for a while. And I'm like, it's like I've got, you know, hundreds of people at this point being like, oh, well, one conservative said no. I guess we can't do anything else. We tried. Like, no, you're the president's the most powerful man in the country, arguably. If ICE isn't listening, and there's a judge blocking this, then start just dismantling ICE. Like
yeah,
you can
easy.
You can do things. You're the most power, have the most political power than anyone else in the country, possibly the world. You're gonna let one conservative judge stop you? No, it's just because you don't want to put in the work.
One judge and fucking Joe Manchin are fucking fucking everything up because suddenly the man from West Virginia, he's the stunt queen of the Senate. And he's like, oh, well, now my vote is really the deciding thing. So let me fucking fuck around with the OMB nominations or maybe Deb Haaland for the interior, who absolutely should be running the interior. But he's trying to make noise like, oh, I don't know about that. Like, get the fuck out of here, because now he's found a way to be the, you know, a little bit of a power broker and shit, and it's all getting fucked up.
I mean, I think this also plays into how, like, the capital D Democratic, you know, voters and party members are, like, so terrified of any criticism of the Democratic Party. Like, always, it's like, you know, oh, we can't criticize people right now because it's going to affect the midterms. And, oh, after the midterms, we can't criticize anyone because it's going to affect the general. It's like they can never take any criticism of the candidates because they feel like it's just an attack wholly on their idea of, like, progressiveness.
Right.
Even when the criticism is coming from further left, just because they feel like any of it is... it's almost like they feel like the party is so fragile that under any criticism, they'll fall apart and the conservatives are going
right.
to get in.
It's their own egos that are so fragile and will fall apart at any criticism. Right. Because the people on the outside aren't looking at it like that. That's Beltway thinking. That's Hill thinking of like, yeah, you can't, don't say this about them. Da, 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 da. Because most people aren't like wonky enough to understand the optics arguments or the polling to see like why one thing doesn't work. When most people think like, I'm seeing that a majority of people want Medicare for all. I'm seeing a majority of people want an aggressive Green New Deal or path to renewable energy. And they just can't really summon the energy to be like, wow, a majority of Americans are on this side. Let's now take that and march forth and do good rather than, you know, this whole other thing of being afraid of whatever criticisms are going to come out and then immediately water down legislation that helps no one or just the people that you want to help specifically.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm so frustrated. I've lost at this point probably thousands of Twitter followers because I'm just like rage tweeting about how Biden's not doing anything. And I have all these like, you know, these people with like Biden Kamala usernames getting all mad at me. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, you have tons of like anti-Trump stuff in your bio. And now you're the one quote unquote defending these, you know, unoccupied miners in overflow facilities. Like, no, like you're too offended to call it kids in cages now that we have a blue person in office. Come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's that blue MAGA thinking. That's just fucking the same shit. It's like, nope, fucking tunnel vision. Nothing is wrong. But it's like rather than getting mad at the people who have the awareness and analytical skills to be like, this is not what he said he would do. This is not good objectively for children. send your outrage to the people that are keeping the kids in the cages. Why are you getting mad at the people who are making you realize that the people, that the guy who's in office, who most people are like, he's not going to do any of this shit, that it's turning out to be true. Start advocating for the people that, if you really give a fuck.
Yeah, but then they have to pause brunch.
Yeah.
Right. And brunch is so tasty. But yeah, but like I tweeted about the fucking detention facility today. And, you know, one of the replies from a person with a blue flag in their Twitter name is, the kids in cages thing was because they're using old Walmarts to build cages and house large groups of children. Here we have modular buildings used as schools. Are there cages, or are they just places where people get processed? I need more information. Terrible.
How about this? Cage or not, detained children.
As right. You're looking at, like, fucking, like, shipping containers with, like, bars on the windows. Like, that's right. What the picture, like, really? Modular. You're not going to call that a cage?
All I hear when you say shipping containers, modular, sir.
No, that is
modular.
It's a modular place that's like a school.
Right.
These aren't cages or facilities. These are tiny prisons from this company that does tiny houses from the TLC show. And they're a great little house. It's like, what the fuck? Why are you going to bend your mind into saying, because let's distill it down to the real argument, which is children should not be detained and separated from their parents.
And people shouldn't be detained and separated for moving to a different country.
I get the feeling, like the feeling of, okay, but Republicans are so much worse. And like strategically, if we're criticizing the Democrats, then, you know, we're the Republicans are going to win the next thing. But like, it's really starting to look like the thing they object to about the Republicans is less policy and more like the wording around
it's more
it,
optics,
that they called
yeah.
it. Yeah, it's optics, and like that they don't want to have that put in their face, that that's what goes on. They want a smooth, like a cool looking president or like a nice president who does the things that make their life possible behind the scenes, so they don't have to think about it. Like that's the thing that I feel like they're not admitting to themselves.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've seen as many tweets as there are about, like, you know, immigrants and ICE stuff that I get from my, like, more, you know, liberal center followers. It's same thing for, like, people being, like, expressing, like, relief that they don't feel obligated to check what he's tweeted today. It's like, right. it's like an optics thing, right? It's like, they don't want someone who looks rude, but they don't really care about what's actually happening. It's like, yeah. It's what like the facade is like, or what, you know, the optics are to themselves and their friends. It's like, it's like the respectability politics is almost more important than actual right. policy.
Or it's like someone who like talks shit about veganism, but like they couldn't for a second look at a meat processing facility.
Yeah.
You know right. what I mean? It's yeah. like, fuck veganism. Are you serious? Meat all fucking day. Don't show me what happened. Fucking man. Oh, fuck.
Right.
Like, get the fuck out. Like, you know, just fucking deal. Look at the shit in its eye and then look at reality and then do what you got to do. Or just, you know, start maybe have a little bit of self-awareness. I'm like, am I tricking myself a bit to protect myself from maybe thinking a little more critically?
I mean, and like new things, you know, a lot of these like new things are always uncomfortable, right? And it's much easier to kind of ignore things and just feel comfortable, right? Like I wish I could just like disengage from everything and just, you know, live like a regular person. Cause, you know, I assume it's similar to you, how you're like so in tuned with all current events and all the horrible news, and it can be overwhelming and depressing. And it'd be nice if you could just, you know, fuck off into the forest and
fuck
not
off
have any
brunch
and fuck off to brunch and just not have to look at like, not have to look at this stuff. Just like be completely isolated. Right. So like part of that is attractive. But, you know, that's only possible if you come from a place of privilege, because if you aren't privileged, you can't do that.
Right.
So, you know, it should be people's obligation to learn about these new things and learn about these other solutions, even if they seem uncomfortable, because you have the ability to ignore them. But a lot of other people don't, because it's their everyday life.
Yeah.
Speaking of our love of sports, and also something that we were talking about before we started recording, trading cards.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys up on the Top Shot movement?
Oh yes.
What?
I'm in a, you haven't heard of Top Shot, Miles?
Oh, Miles. Get ready.
Oh no.
All right.
I'm in a group chat all about basketball, and Top Shot is the number one conversation.
Yeah, point me too. So Top Shot is it's basically an NBA trading card style market, where they create a limited number of NBA gifts that have like unique blockchain signatures. And because they have that unique signature and not because of anything to do with like the clip, really, they sell for a LeBron James dunk gift sold for $208,000. The Top Shot market drove $45 million in sales in one day.
What? And I don't understand what you're saying.
So you know how blockchain is like a digital thing, but there's only one of them that has
I get that, but you're saying people are paying six figures for a GIF?
Yes. That's connected to a blockchain
that
signature.
You use what to do what with? How do you flex with it?
Like I've seen the clip. It. I've watched the clip.
You might as well have the GIF.
What the right.
Fuck? You don't have the Cremaster Cycle video art piece where you have to own the tapes to see the art piece.
This is the first time Matthew Barney's come up on this show, I'm sure. Jeez.
Miles talks about the Cremaster Cycle all the time. But
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, I grew up in an art house, so we grew up talking shit about art. But yeah. Like, look, what I don't, oh God, see, this is why I don't know.
You're flummoxed.
Because I literally, you saw before we recorded, I pulled out my old dusty binder of 90s basketball cards.
That's what it's all about.
Right. So, but the value is to just say, I own this unique GIF.
Mm-hmm.
Full stop.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. But it's not a unique GIF because I looked at the GIF.
Yeah, it's a
on
clip of
Twitter.
A, right.
It's a GIF that's connected to the blockchain. There's no value to it, but neither is there value to any cryptocurrency other than like its value as a signifier of wealth, like that, or a signifier of value. It's an attempt to create, the whole thing is an attempt to create sort of a physical materialist economy out of the digital world. It seems regressive to me, like. Well, it seems regressive. It seems like kind of trying to go back to the people who are really passionate about trying to go back to the gold standard for a long time, and is just fighting the direction things were headed. Like I don't know.
We're decentral. What are we decentralizing? You know what I mean? Because that's the argument for these other currencies, is like we're trying to decentralize our banking or whatever. But in the end,
right,
they're really not being decentralized because they're traded on like three fucking exchanges. But like. This is how old I am, is that I'm such an old person that it's not tangible. So I'm like, there is no value.
Right.
Right.
In a sporting car. And I think I'm looking at it in this sporting, like sort of trading context of like, what are you then? You're just trading files. But then I guess that also speaks to the fact that I'm at an age where I don't know that I can understand, for me personally, that I could see the value in that philosophically,
well,
I guess.
Value. It's not inherent. Value is applied to things based on whether or not lots of people share the same value on any given object. Trading cards is a great example. I have a box of unopened Skybox trading cards, Series 1 packs. There's value to them, but they're just pieces of paper with an image of an athlete.
Right,
right.
That you could print Michael Jordan.
You could print that exact picture out. The cards have always been bullshit.
Yeah. See, at least I can hug my sneakers that I love. I could hug
and you can wear them.
Yeah,
and they have a practical application in your life.
But there are people who just collect or whatever, and I still get that too. Like, you know, like you're gonna get it, and people don't understand sneaker collecting and things like that. But I understand. So now. This is what the high stakes world of six figure gifts, and now I'm just terribly behind. Now
it's a hype economy, and hype drives everything.
And it's not just
entertainment to this stuff.
It's not just gifts, though.
No, it's not just. Well, it is mostly gifts. In the art world, there's also for instance, Sara June's Nyan Cat GIF sold for $580,000, because it was like attached to a very specific blockchain signature. And so it's just Yeah, it's just people agreeing that this thing is going to have value. I'm curious, and maybe Zeitgang sleuths can look into how much of that money is Sarah June seeing for having created that GIF.
Yeah, right? Like,
probably zero.
We should just pull up to whoever owns that GIF and be like, yo, run your shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's also, it's also worth asking the question of how much money does LeBron James get for a Top Shot?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Is this, I assume it's officially licensed through the National Basketball Players Association. So there's probably some profit that these people make on the use of their likeness. Just like a slush fund of like, okay, you get this check for the fact that we put your face on this thing and this thing and that thing.
Right.
Right.
But it's probably not significant money.
Right. And
so it's just basically fancy ways to dress up your blockchain money.
Kind of. Yeah.
Essentially. Yeah. You're like, yeah, I got my, you know, 208K in Bitcoin in a LeBron gold bar, basically a LeBron gift gold bar, essentially.
Yeah, basically. And then you just have to hope that people still care about LeBron James dunking over.
Well, people care about how many
Giannis or something.
How much energy these motherfuckers use to fucking do all this Bitcoin mining and shit.
Yeah, that's one point that this article in Axios is pointing out, is that, like, especially the art world side of it, which is all on this specific exchange that I can't remember or probably even pronounce the name of, but it's like notorious for having one of the worst carbon footprints, because like the reason that blockchain is impossible to recreate, like at least part of it, is that you're having to like go through all these computing, like all this computing power and computing energy to like create one, right? So
right.
Like it's they were comparing some of it to like what one of these things is the equivalent of driving 1,000 kilometers in a car. And one of the artists was like, yeah, that's cool, because the carbon equivalent of, like, that is the carbon equivalent of running my studio for a full year.
Jesus.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
That's like the other, I mean, it's so, oh God, the two sides of that. It's like, yeah, but also the carbon emissions off of making our GIF money is true to roof.
Okay. But keep in mind, there is Mars. We can always go to Mars.
Motherfucker, we're not getting there. I'll tell you that.
No, not our generation.
Nah, not us. Not people of our dollar denomination group.
We got to start working harder if we want our kids to be able to go to Mars.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll start selling these sexy blockchain gifts.
That's why you need to get into Top Shot, so you can save up to get your children.
Actually,
to Mars.
You can, if you're willing to sell your children off into indentured servitude, you can get
Mars. Right.
Yeah. So just
pre-sell
on,
your child into indentured servitude for a life on Mars. That's going to be some real shit they're going to say in like 70 years.
Depends on how serious you are about getting your paper up, man. That's all. That's what I gotta say.
Hey,
you gotta bump those numbers up, man. Those are rookie numbers.
If you really want to be like your idol Magic Johnson, the businessman, I mean, you have to make some real moves then.
All right, let's take one more break and we'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies. So you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code IHEART to get 20% off your first purchase, only at TomboyX.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
And we're back. What is something you think is overrated, Garrison?
Robots. Jesus Christ.
Robots.
Everyone's like,
Christ.
Oh, robots are so fun. I'm like, no, they've done like nothing good ever. They've only been bad.
Yeah, I think all it's done is the best thing people can say robots have done is like it's helped people make more money faster.
That's basically. Yeah.
And yes, there's like off medical applications, but I think like overall, I think those robotics things, I think of just like the factory lines and like how much more you can crank out with robots and things like that.
And
but
how
also
it's
Boston
making
freaks me out.
Making the environment worse. There, once we start giving robots guns, that's going to suck. They're all bad. I don't think anything really good's going to come of robots, but people still like them because Star Wars, I guess. I don't know. I like Star Wars, and of course I like R2-D2, but I'm terrified of robots with guns.
Like anti-homeless robot is kind of like R2-D2 shaped.
And he,
like,
it's I know
this, like, egg thing, and you're
so
like, don't
sad.
Co-opt his beautiful
I know.
Form for your
it's,
evil.
It sucks because like the robot just goes around and like pokes people. It
right,
sucks.
Right. Shoos
it's,
them
it's
away.
It's the
yeah.
worst, and you can get in a lot of trouble for breaking it. Oh, it sucks. Terrible.
What other robots are like being used? I guess there's, like you were saying, the factory floor robots.
Factory robots. I mean, you can, you know, think of like a computer flown like drones and stuff for surveillance, for dropping bombs. I don't know, just like robots in general. Just I can't think of very many good ones.
They need a PR campaign. Like to write the ship for them, because like, yeah, you could cut together a bunch of horrific robot videos, but like, where's the one you're like, oh, robot, or you're like, you know what? That robot did good.
Well, in the Star Wars universe, robots are like a thing that people who are, you know, lower class or like farm laborers like work with and like sell parts for, and
they're basically,
you know,
slaves
Skywalker.
In Star Wars.
Yeah, and they're basically slaves and like treated like absolute shit. But in reality, they are a tool of like, you have to be a massive corporation to create, or the military to create a robot. It's not like people are just like picking up robot parts and building their own robots.
Well, I did have that one Lego kit. Back in
right,
the day. That was I mean, I technically made a robot. So.
Yeah. But that's like a fantasy of Hollywood that like robots are just like a thing that we can all just like.
Slaves we don't have to feel bad about.
Right.
I think is right. what the aim is of robots. You know
yeah.
I mean? Like how they're
real
helped,
steel.
Like, used. Right.
That Hugh Jackman movie where like the robots are like hang out in junkyards and like they pick up little pieces from.
Wait, they were sentient in that movie?
No, that's just like where you find them. They're not sentient.
I thought like there was a bunch of robots kicking in a junkyard, like smoking cigarettes, like throwing dice or something. But yeah. No. They're just on shutdown mode.
Right. WALL-E also.
WALL-E also, yeah.
One of the great robots, but. Yeah, WALL-E's not rolling through that door.
I mean, and WALL-E's existence is a example of how messed up everything is, a whole robot basically making cities out of trash because we've wrecked the earth. So
yeah
Yeah, again, yeah. We don't want to have a Wally robot. If we have a Wally robot, we're already in a lot of trouble.
Fucked up.
Yeah, we're pretty fucked up.
Oh, but he's so cute.
He is
maybe it's
cute.
Worth it. I don't know. Anna, do you have something that you think is overrated?
Okay, I got one. Constantly having a runny nose. What the fuck is going on with my body? Since 94. Excuse me, I wasn't alive then. I wasn't alive then. I was only born 3 years ago.
Since we know that.
When I was born a few years back, because I'm only
2012, I think.
Yeah. I've had, actually, legitimately, I was born in 1990, and my nose has not stopped running since.
Thank you for being honest, first of all.
My nose will not stop running. It runs 24/7. It runs when it's cold. It runs when it's hot. It runs when I eat spicy food. It runs when I eat cold food. It runs when I eat, like, at all times, my nose is running. Do you remember a few years back, I sent you that article that was like, this girl just thought she had a runny nose. Turns out it was her brain fluids leaking.
Oh, yeah. Is that
my doctor said it's not that.
Okay, good.
I did. I straight up took that article on my phone, like,
cut it out, ripped it out. You're like, this, look at this, doc.
Yeah. And he's like, no, because you haven't experienced an extreme brain trauma. And I was like, how do you know at this point?
You don't know. Talk to my coworkers.
Because I did actually, as a child, around 2 years old, I did break my head. It's a true story.
Damn. What do you mean you broke
me and my brother
your head?
Were playing Roadrunner and Coyote, and he shut a door on my head, and my head hit the metal, like, clasp part of the door, and I had to get stitches. As you can see, like, that's where I always have this mark on my head. That's
where I had to have stitches. Mark.
Yeah, that too. I had to have stitches go all the way up my head. So I'm like, okay, well, 2 years old. My doctor literally hates me. I'm like, at 2 years old, I had this incident, right? Okay? I hit my head real hard. So would that explain why my nose has been running since? He's like, no.
Right.
No. And I was like, well,
but this internet article.
I know. And I was like, well, I played about 5 years of rugby, 2 years in Division I college. Would that explain it? And he's like, I don't know. Do you have any medical tests from that point? I'm like, who knows?
I don't know. You have a highlight tape I can check out?
I did get a few concussions during that time because I was fucking rowdy. I had a bit of a rowdy, reckless era when I was playing rugby because, you know, when you're like always, you've been so like buttoned up because your parents are like aggressive, intense, like sheltering immigrants.
Yeah.
And next thing
you
know, you're
on
a field and you're like,
yeah, boy, that was hockey for me.
Yeah. So I was like MVP for a little while because I was just going so wild on the computer, you know, it really was like a time where all of a sudden I was like, I'm free, baby.
Right.
I'm
and free. This is what I'll do.
Yeah, and I was like tackling like a mad woman and dislocated the majority of my fingers during those years. Damn. But so like I was like, well, what about that? Maybe that's why. And he's like, I have no, like, I wasn't your doctor then. I can't really like tell you. So I think it's my brain fluids.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Guy sounds why. Like he's not paying enough attention to the links that you send him
constantly. Yeah. Are you checking your IG DMs? I'm in requests. Oh my God, doctor, please put me in a primary or at least general so you can see what I'm sending you. These IGTV links are really informative.
Well, I'll just tell you now, last time I tried to make an appointment during the pandemic, he said it's really not necessary for you to come in.
Yeah. I mean, that is across the
it's
board.
It's true.
They're saying,
but why is my nose running?
Right.
It's like, but here's the thing, Anna. When you come in, you then just show me YouTube videos for about 30 minutes. And right now, my attention is really, it's precious. So I have to be able to give it to people who need medical attention.
I know. I knew it was a long shot, but I still like don't truly understand why my nose runs so much.
Yeah.
Like the editors on my show, shout out Billy Klein. This poor guy literally, I one time read his instructions for editing that he was handing off the editing to someone else. And it literally says, I just remove all the like sniffles and like clear like wiping of the nose. And I'm like, don't be telling people.
The parts where the nose is audibly dripping into the microphone.
I was like, oh, that's a problem for my editors at this point. Like that's when you know. You got a problem if they're like, yeah, I actually had to spend about 2 hours more on each episode removing all her sniffing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's overrated. I don't care for it. I always have to have tissues on me at all times.
Yeah.
Sinuses are a mystery. And it's extra high stakes now because a stuffy nose is like one of the symptoms of COVID.
But it's not stuffy. It's never stuffy. It's just always dripping.
It's always loosey.
It's always got a drip.
It's always
runny,
got that drip.
Runny too, drip. Apparently.
So maybe your nose is just stunting, you know, with all that drip.
I think at this point. That's the diagnosis. That's my doctor's like, honestly, I think we're going to have to diagnose your nose as stunting.
As stunting. All right, I like that, doc. And you take that, and he's like, thank God she left.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
He asks his 13-year-old what to diagnose you with to get you to leave him alone.
Probably sounds like that shit is stunting, Dad. All right,
that's going to do it for this week's Weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show if you like the show. Means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies. So you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code IHEART to get 20% off your first purchase, only at tomboyx.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.